Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Eddie bringing us back, as in Tom and his Heartbreakers, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having more fun than the law allows here on Christmas Eve. Live, your live broadcast on Christmas Eve. As I said before, I'll be right here on Christmas Day, live and in person. My 19th consecutive live Christmas show. So thank you for hanging out with me today. We got Jeffrey Zabar here. Jeffrey and I go back to 1999 when he first started joining us, and we've been putting up with him ever since. And he's gotwords.com, right, Jeff?
Gotwords.com.
He's a wordsmith. He's a word merchant. He markets his words. He'll write for you, and does it, and he'll do it great. He's helped me a lot over the years. Off the show, we've collaborated and corroborated, haven't we?
There you go.
We've
exactly
done both of those. And so anyway, folks, check out his website. You still using chiefhomeofficer.com?
Chief Home Officer, yeah. That's, as I say, my business is has been likened to a three-legged stool. One is corporate copywriting. I do home office consulting and general work as well. So
yeah.
So you know, if anyone, and that's the life of the entrepreneur. You know, you keep
and you live by your wits.
I
have a professor friend of mine. He's retired now, but when he talks about me, he says, "Yeah, my friend Jim Blasingame, he lives by his wits."
Man,
because I make payroll every Friday.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, basically. So, okay, Jeff, we're talking about looking into next year. What do we need to do? Should we take stock of what happened this year? Good, the bad, and the ugly, and decide what to keep and what to throw away.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think it, and we need to realize that, along those lines, realizing what may have been, you know, bad or ugly, is it worth throwing away? You know, a lot of times I've had clients that have been bad or ugly that I've kept because they've been the PETA factor, you know, pain in the
mm-hmm.
blank,
mm-hmm.
Has not been such that they've been worth ditching because they either pay well, they're not, you know, horrible to work with. They pay on time. Their product is
mm-hmm.
you know, not unduly laborious.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am, the wordsmith. But you know, but then you have those that are just, you know what? I can't price them high enough to
deal
with.
Well, see, that's a really important point there. You know, I a year or so ago, I wrote an article about the customer from hell, because I ran into a woman who said, I was in her store one time. I said, "How's your business?" She said, "It's great, except for this customer from hell." I said, "What's wrong?" She was talking about how the high maintenance that this customer was, and I said, "Well, you should never have a customer from hell." She said, "What do you
right.
mean?" I said, "You should charge them enough that you can't wait to see them come again."
Right.
They either
right.
leave, they either go away, or you love their business because you're gonna make a lot of money on them,
right.
And so what you're describing is, you know, that PETA customer. You know, if you can price it high enough, you know, they're not PETAs anymore, right?
Right, right.
You love them. They're profit makers.
Absolutely. You know, because the money can really be great sandpaper. It can really soften rough edges, you know. So we, as craftsmen, we need to know our trade and know what tools to break out, whether
mm-hmm.
we're going to, you know, break out the, not to mix tools here, but break out the wood chipper and get rid of them all completely, not to, you know, raise horrible imagery there.
Right.
Or if we're just going to massage them into something that's more palatable, more easier to work with. I mean, you know, I've worked with clients who, as a vendor to clients, I've worked with their clients, and they said, "Look, you know, Jeff, Jim is really tough to work with. You just please just be gentle, understanding, you know that this is just the way it is." And then I get on the phone or I get into a working relationship, and, you know, he's a pussycat. Obviously someone did something wrong with him. So, you know, you just got to know how to work with people and realize that, you know, first impressions may not be, you know, the reality.
Well,
but if they do end up that way, know how you're going to deal with it. And I think that's, you know, as we take stock in year end, realize how, you know, any number of things, whether it's our customers, whether it's technology we use, whether it's business business practices.
But let's stay on the customer thing. Because
sure,
I think this is worth for especially folks who are like you or who are micropreneurs. This is worth spending some time on, the rest of our time on, because this is an excellent time to go back and say, okay, did I actually profit from this company?
Right.
Let me go back and look at the time, how much time I was able to bill them for, how much time it took me to prepare for them or to get them or to fix whatever they didn't like that I couldn't charge them for. Is this a profitable customer? And if it is, I'll keep them. If it's not, I'll decide. Well, I either have to have to make them not be a customer from hell. I'll raise my prices to the point where I've got to raise my prices for the new year. I hope you don't mind. And if they do, then you're not even worse off because they weren't profitable.
Right. Absolutely.
That's one of the biggest problems small business owners make, isn't it, Jeff? Is not realizing that a customer is not just it's not enough just for them to be customers. You need to make a profit on them.
Well, and I think one thing to keep in mind, though, is we had a conversation. You know, we discussed at the end of the last segment, how was your year? And, you know, we had a really good year, but you commented a lot of people didn't. And we have to realize that there are people out there who will take any customer because business is soft.
That's right.
And so you just sometimes have to learn how to grin and bear it and just realize that when times change, that may be the time.
But even so, you've got to, at some point in time, you've got to quit thinking cash flow and you got to think about profit, too.
That is true, because otherwise you'll just drive. You'll be crazy.
You'll go out of business because eventually your capital will go away and all the cash flow in the world won't help you. Hey, Jeffrey, gotwords.com, folks. That's Jeff's website. Jeff, good job. Merry happy.
Merry happy to you. It's been a great year.
Let's have a good 2016 together.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.